My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time we're back, Jason and John, on Eternal FM, ESPN, and as promised, joined in studio by East High School Mustang, Tennessee Volunteer, Arizona Cardinal, Las Vegas Raider, soon to be Memphis Tiger. How about that? Dan Williams and Malcolm Rawls, and they're here today to talk about some very important stuff. Playbook for success. We'll get to that. First of all, man, what's up? Good to see you.
Man, thanks for having me, man. It's been a long time.
It has. I think the last time we had you in studio, you were out there with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot has changed.
Time. Oh, yeah, a lot.
Did you send your paperwork in and retire officially?
Man, no. You don't have to send any paperwork in.
Okay. Just, NBA makes you do that.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I was just okay, my bad.
Well, right? I'll say that, you know, they take care of their players a lot better, you know, in certain areas. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah. How long was the NFL career?
7 years.
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's a hell of a career. Memphis, a Memphis-born, Memphis-native, 7 years. And you made, we looked your career earnings up before you got in here. You did pretty well for yourself. And you're going to give some of that back to the community,
yes.
which is the awesome part of that. But 7 years in the NFL, like, when you think back on it, what do you think about?
Honestly, it's funny you asked me that because I'm kind of going through therapy right now for it. It's just kind of, you know, I was playing football, man, since I was like 6 years old.
Oh,
you know, started out there with, you know, Whitehaven U Sports and, you know, just building up and, you know, finally, you know, be able to, you know, live that dream of all the hard work. But it's just like, you know, the politics part, you know, never understood that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's just like, you know, things I just kind of reflect on what, you know, I could have done better. You know, things I had control over.
Yeah.
You know, not, you know, kind of. At some point, you know, when you get to the NFL, like, it's not like college or high school. Like, you know, it's kind of like a family feel. Like,
yep.
It's your place. But you got to really look at it as a business. And that's something that I'm, you know, coming to grips with. Because, like, dang, you know, it really was business. Not like, hey, I was at Tennessee. We were family. You know, we're all in this together. But it's like, man, the NFL is like, if a person wants something done a certain way, you have to do it that way, even though you are performing at a certain level, which I thought. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, you know, I just put it back on myself. Like, hey, I could have been, you know, I could have did this much better.
Mm-hmm.
To where it's like, I'm not going to put the blame on anybody else. That's what my dad always taught me. And at the same time, it's like now, you know, instead of me just be, you know, soaking and being in my feelings, you know, I'm out here trying to, you know, get back in community and share the knowledge that I've learned to the next generation. You know, right now I'm really helping my nephew. You know, they have a big game tonight versus Germantown. So,
okay,
sir.
And him, we've been, he's still a Mustang, not the official one, but, you know, it's, you know, I support him. You know, I support him. But,
yes, sir.
But at the same time, you know, just use my experiences, you know, to help, you know, the next, you know, group of kids coming up in the area. And also I'm trying to bring back as a lot of guys who I've been around, I came up with, even they could just visit and try to, you know, spend some time with the kids. Because, you know, a lot of times the kids don't know, like, Memphis has a lot of people who've been very successful and have accomplished a lot of things, you know, especially in the sports world. And but, you know, when they go to those different cities, they kind of go and stay. So it's just you know, can we find somewhere, you know, try to find that spot to where we can kind of just at least get back and, you know, just let people know that, you know, we have a lot of people from the city that's accomplished a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's a perfect way to get into what you guys are doing. Playbook for Success is what you're, this, it's the shirts you guys are wearing. It's the initiative. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. What does Memphis need to know? And you too, Malcolm, if you want to jump in as well, what Playbook for Success is trying to do?
Well, I'll start first. I'm going to let Malcolm go more in detail. But pretty much when I first brought it, I had to rename it. You know, first it's called, I started my foundation when I was with the Raiders. And that's when I had got the, I won the nominee with the Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination with the Oakland Raiders at the time. But for a long time, Malcolm was working here with another foundation at the time. He was like, man, you're in Oakland. He was like, man, their demographic is very similar to Memphis. You should bring it back here. And then, you know, at the same time, I was playing, you know, just distracted, trying to, I mean, I just never put too much thought into it.
You're trying to win a Super Bowl for the Raiders.
Yes, sir.
It didn't work.
Yeah, we made the playoffs, though. We got close.
That is true.
Damn it, man.
Remind me that. We could have made it, maybe won a Super Bowl that year. Damn it, Derek.
Didn't go down, so yeah. So. But, you know, like, you know, but fast forward here, you know, after not playing for a while, my wife and I, we moved back. And then we settled down, and, you know, I was like, so beginning of last year around Christmas time, I told Malcolm, like, hey, man, I'm going to bring it down. I think the biggest thing was really, like, we was looking at, you know, everybody talking about literacy, it's just the intensity pass that test about, you know, third graders have to pass that test before they could go to, you know, the fourth grade.
Yeah.
And also, you know, my son, you know, he's turning two. He's eventually going to be, you know, in that group, you know, a few years from now. And it's just like, it's really, that would really caught my attention with the literacy part. And then also we have an after-school program where we're trying to, you know, just help kids. And
yeah,
it's just not doing homework or trying to, like, tutor them. It's also like, you know, just talk to us. You know, it's like the, you know, the health and wellness part. Like, let's talk what's going on in your mind. Well, you know, tell me what you don't want to tell your parents. You know, so,
yeah,
you know, we can kind of help you. You know, we don't want, you know, kids to have trapped thoughts. We want them to be able to express themselves and not, you know, like, not feel like they have to just hold it in. You know, let's come to a safe space. Let's talk. And because it's kind of like health and wellness, a little bit of mental, you know, mental health a little bit. Because I just think, you know, kids don't really, you know, sometimes, you know, I guess when I was younger, we kind of got to, you know, express ourselves, you know, a little bit more. But, you know, these kids are kind of shy a little bit more. And, you know, we're just trying to just get them out their box. And another program, I'm going to let Malcolm probably touch on that one. He'll talk more on that one. But it's just like kind of like a soft skills program that we offer where we help kids with resumes and kind of talk, you know, so they can be able to talk. We started, you know, as young as eighth grade because, you know, a lot of times, you know, with this workforce development thing, you know, 4 years, you know, a lot of those kids might be part of the workforce.
Right.
And, you know, just but to go back in more, we also got like the mentoring part with the health and wellness part is just, you know, we kind of got like a little juvenile diversion program to where we kind of want to express the importance of education, because I think if education is implemented on these kids earlier, they, you know, they could help us with those crime numbers here in Memphis. Because now, you know, when you're educated, you know what you want to do, you know, you help, you know, solidify a good foundation for everyone, I think, you know, they'll automatically just, you know, crime will decline, because, you know, people are focused on what they want to do. You know, they're trying to achieve their dreams. And, you know, at the same time, you know, they're focused on themselves to get distracted from what they want to do. And we're just really trying to get a community to help, you know, kids have solid foundations.
Is that what you see, Malcolm, in terms of the need?
So, absolutely. We're very proud Memphians. We're very proud Memphians in this crime narrative. We know that education and crime are deeply linked. Studies show that communities with better access to quality education, they experience lower crime rates.
Yep.
So what we do at the Playbook for Success, we address this by keeping young people engaged in activities through our after-school programs and our mentorship opportunities. We have programs to give students a safe space to learn, grow, and develop the skills they need to thrive. And we offer these alternatives to the streets, steering them away from negative influences and really helping them envision a better, brighter future. That's the future we want for the city of Memphis. Every day we show students that, you know, there are many options to a path of success. And, you know, at the Playbook for Success, we say success starts with the next play.
Yep.
So,
how can people help?
Man, I mean, they can help. They can, you know, they can definitely check out our website. Very easy is theplaybook.org. You know, they could give you more detail. They want to donate. As you say, those contracts, that's how we've been going so far.
That's right.
But, you know, hey, that's
you need some more contracts.
Yeah. Right. I mean, this was a lot easier when I was playing, but, you know, now we on a set budget and. I mean, you have more kids than your wife, so it's just...
Well, that's your fault, man. I mean, you control that, brother.
hey, you know, it's life. But you know, we still have that mission to go out there and help. And so, you know, I mean, from if you want to give a dollar to 50 cent, I mean, we'll take anything just to help.
Awesome.
Because we're trying to... Because we have a program, really. I skipped those. Well, our main program is called... we have something called the River City Reading Rush. We, you know, we're trying to encourage kids to, you know, like the first 100 families. We have a platform where kids can record what books they read. They can also write summaries about the books they have. So it's more so like, I mean, back in the day we had AR, you know, summary reading.
Yep.
But it's not like that because, you know, you had to have a test. But here is like kids get to say what the book meant to them, how they interpret it in their words. And, you know, it's also, there's no right or wrong answer. It's more to where it's like, hey, well, I understand you. You understood it that way. Let's keep reading. You know, let's find me another book. And I feel like, you know, just kind of like, you know, because it's the Playbook and, you know, we relate to sports a lot.
Yeah.
It's the more, you know, the more reps you get, the better off they'll be.
Absolutely.
And the
right.
thing about it is just keep them encouraged and just, you know, you just want them to, you know, just keep going. You know, even if the, they might be a little bit off with their, you know, interpretation. All right, cool. You know, let's add a little bit to it, and, you know, we're going to help you. So, well, I'm glad you picked up on this part. Let's keep on. Did you see this? You know, like, you know, little Johnny really did, you know, take the car. You know, he had a red car instead of a blue car or something like that. I mean, but it's just so many different things that we are just trying to just get across. So, but I just feel like, you know, as long as we're being very encouraging.
Yep.
Eventually the kids will be able to, like, they could earn badges on the platform and then, you know, eventually, you know, win some prizes that we have. Kind of bringing back the, you know, read 10 books, you get a free pizza from Pizza Hut or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, something similar to that, but we have some prizes. We have a list. We're still getting together. We're also getting some list of books together for, you know, each grade that we're going to be helping. And but, you know, just excited, and I think this is going to be really good just for the city overall.
Yeah, one of the things that we actually have had this conversation on the show is we, you know, obviously because we talk about issues that are going on in Memphis, and we've had this discussion about education and how important that is to, you know, our issues, our problems, and you know, we can talk about poverty, but that's linked as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That education in Memphis is, and you know, it's probably not funded anywhere near enough to where it needs to be, and that's where it starts. And I think that's why what you guys are doing is a great thing, because I don't think education and the importance is hit home hard enough sometimes. Yeah. Like it's that's really almost the foundation of everything.
I know, it definitely is. You know, I mean, me myself, you know, playing 7 years, you know, I graduated from University of Tennessee, undergrad, and now I'm pursuing my master's. So,
where are you pursuing that master's at?
I'm at the University of Memphis.
Hey, we're going to let a ball in, I guess.
Hey, man.
Now, that's good stuff right there. Yeah. We're going to get you a 901 cup. We'll send you out here with some good stuff.
Hey, man, it's cool, man. You know, Memphis has always been home. I mean, my dad, hey, he graduated from University of Memphis.
Yep.
My sister. Both my sisters graduated from University of Memphis. So I have no problems, you know, with the University of Memphis, man. It's a great university. I mean, you know, just, you know, from being here, I mean, the Fogelman College, you know, has been good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited, you know, for my next step. Once I graduate, I mean, it's really been, man, very humbling. You know, I'm 37 years old, and most of the classmates in there, they're about like 23, 24.
They're kids.
Yeah. So I'm like.
And you grown man in there, like retired grown man.
Well, actually.
Man, you retired, bro.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm curious about this. Yeah. Like,
actually, my I have a class now I take on Wednesday nights. There's actually two other guys in there. One's 36. One is 36. Both of them 36, and they have kids too. But they're just trying to move up in their company, and you know the company's paying for it. I'm like, all right, you know, y'all, you guys make me feel better. So, so it was cool. But I mean, all other classes, I had to have somebody help me. You know, like, man, how log into this? Like, why we got everything online? Can I? I'm on a. Oh, you gotta take your test online. Then you gotta, get a proctor. Like, what's a proctor? Like, oh, no, they gotta make sure you get watched while you take your test. I'm like, dude, can I just take it in front of you? Like, I'm like, man, let me do a fast.
And they may be 36, but to be clear, you're the only one with a pension. And so, you know, you still 101 in that class, brother.
1,000%. Do you find, and you both, but this is for both of you guys, when you talked about, I mean, you've been playing football for so long, it almost becomes, in some ways, the definition of you. I'm a football player, and making it to the league and those kinds of things. Whether it's with yourself, and you talked about you too, Malcolm, mm-hmm. when you're making the transition out of that, and you realize that, you know, my purpose, it's a lot greater than just football, this purpose that I've got on this earth. And maybe y'all are, you two guys, I've known y'all since East. Y'all had that understanding already. Right. But I'm just curious, how often do you find former pros or guys that are struggling with sort of finding what that purpose is for them, like you two gentlemen have clearly found?
Well, I'll first say, it's very hard.
It's like a transition back into the way I'm hearing it from you.
Because I know it is. I mean, you go from, you know, when you catch flights, you go around, it's like you just go to this the hangar, and then you have your own private, screening, and then you go on the plane. And then
you VIP
like for a long time. I mean, because, you know, me and Calais always joke about this. I was like, bruh, you've been playing longer than me, so I know it's going to hit you harder than me. And I mean, you know, you got some of these guys, you know, they make a lot of money. But then it's like, you know, they go to the doctor, and then now you're waiting at the doctor. This dude's not paid by the team. You know, he's he has his patients. Like, you got to be there 10:30, and you're
going to wait just like everybody
else. Yeah, you won't get seen to about, you know, 11:30, 11:45 like most doctors. But it's not like really like, you know, I think the biggest part is like, you know, I mean, I'll just say for me, you know, it's just was really like, you know, especially that summertime. Like, you know, you're getting ready for camp, you know, just drilling. Like, hey, you got to, you know, got to focus in, like, this time.
That's been your life. Yeah.
But then now with the season out here, and then you got a wife, you got a crying baby. It's like, oh, hey, baby, you know, I'm home. I mean, it's just more so it's like you miss the locker room. You know, I'm trying to feed my wife. Like, she a 300-pound D lineman. Like, hey, baby, we're going to get these wings. We're going to get these, some calamari. And we're going to get some spinach dip. She like, I just want spinach dip. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. We're going to just do one spinach dip.
And that's the game plan now.
Yeah.
What we eating.
Yeah. Well, what's easier, the kids or training camp?
Man, be honest, man. Man, with my son at home right now, it feel like training camp.
Hey, for real,
You come tackle me. Hey, but I'm loving it because I see that quick first step already.
Okay.
You know, yeah, my boy saw his first dog and he had to get going. He said, "Daddy, dog!" And next thing I know, he was out the room. So, but other than that, man, it's just, you know. But then it's also like the what happens in the locker room when you talk. Is like, you know, you could probably be more like straightforward and sometimes brutally honest, you know, like when somebody's not getting the job. And I think what it is sometimes, even when guys leave the NFL, you go to a regular job and you're like, hey, bro, like, you need slack. Like, oh, he's, you know, being mean to me. He's being, you know, he discriminated against me or something like that. But it's like, you know, you know, we're used to being, you know, everybody's kind of used to talking the same language.
Yes.
But then when we look at it, you kind of go, and I'm not going to say the regular world, but like, you know, the non-NFL world.
Civilian life,
really, pretty much.
For real.
And, you know, you speak their locker room language, but their locker room language doesn't, you know, correlate.
They don't speak it.
Yeah, at all.
And it's don't speak it.
Yeah, like, you know, get off your ass and get to work, you know, because I've had teammates who say that, and then, you know, they got HR coming, you know, talking to them the next day.
I be saying that to Jason all the time, bro. Like, get your ass up and work, bro. Come on.
You know, and I think there's a reason why a lot of guys who, you know, try to still stick around football, you know, they want to get in coaching.
Yep.
They want to do something around it because, you know, these younger guys kind of understand. And also, you know, the young guys want to be where you have been.
Right.
So it's like, and then, too, it's like, you know, a lot of times, you know, let's say, you know, not saying Larry going through anything, but like Larry Fitzgerald, you know, like he played, what, 18 years, mm-hmm. you know,
yes.
And he's going to probably be the closest man to ever touch Jerry Rice. And the thing is, you know, he just kind of went out. He didn't have a big, oh, I'm leaving. No.
Right.
You know, he's just like, hey, you know, now you see him on ESPN.
Yep.
He's doing it. You know, I talk to him from time to time. You know, we check on each other. And the thing about it is like, you know, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, he's transitioned well, but there's other players who, you know, still needs those, mm-hmm. you know, those cheers and, hey, man, I remember when you did this. Like, that's yeah. what they were feeding off of. And it's really like, you know, the support system. I mean, NFL is getting better, like, with the mental health thing, you know, the insurance. I do think they should, you know, extend it a little bit longer. They could take care of it a little bit longer. But other than that, you know, they are making more resources to where guys can, you know, talk to someone.
Is the mental health stuff just based on how long you've been in the league? You mentioned you wished it could go on?
I don't. Because the one
how the way it's structured, is it?
Well, we're talking the mental health stuff.
Yeah. You wish there could be a little bit more, or they could do it longer for you.
Well, the longer they could do is like the, I'm talking about the health. Like,
I got you that. Know, yeah. Okay, the health, so, the health benefit.
Yeah, the health benefit. That's what I'm talking about. But they have made the mental health part more.
That's extended.
That's extended. Yeah, that's like forever. Gotcha. So you can talk to someone.
Well, let's work on the health benefits too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that'd be great. But then I also will say this. It's like the one thing I would say back to our foundation with the mental health part is like, you know, what you're talking about that, like the NFL, I do think guys experience that at an early age too. I just don't think it's the NFL. You know, one thing is I never understood, like, you know, Coach Randall told us when I was East, he was the head coach at the time. You know, we was about to head to the playoffs. And he was like, man, this is possibly the last game for a lot of you guys. And, you know, we make fun of the you know, the all-star high school player and everything. But at the same time, you know, high school ball is like the peak, the pinnacle for a lot of guys. And, you know, a lot of them were good. You know, now they might have to run the fastest 40 time or whatever. But it's like, I think, you know, at that age, they experience some type of, you know, I guess, you know, when that season's over, and because me and Malcolm were trying to find a way to, you know, get the data point where it correlates to, you know, maybe even crying sometimes, because it's like, you know, they had their family, they had their brotherhood that they're now part of because now they graduated.
Right.
And they're good friends, you know, or I don't want to say good friends, but they're, I guess the crowd that they're hanging with at the time, you know, some have went on to college, even though they're not
anything,
and, you know, if you get left out, you know, it's like, oh, what about me? You know, I want to, you know, experience that, you know, and they're definitely offering, you know, mental health services, you know, at the high school level a lot. So, I mean, they're getting better now. But it's just like, you know, you kind of feel left out because it's like, you know, for 4 years, you know, I made this brotherhood and, you know, these guys were good enough to go here. You know, these guys were smart enough to get in college or these guys had a plan. If I don't have one, I'm just stuck. You know, I got to find some, you know, way to make it. So, you know, that's what we kind of focus on. And, you know, and then it goes to college. Because, of course, college, you know, some guys get D1 scholarships. But then it's like, man, we're just portal now. They say a lot of kids are left in the portal once they try to transfer. And then, you know, they're the one thing I will say, me and Eric Berry, we talked about the NIL. And we kind of joke about it. So we was like, we're both happy that the NIL wasn't around. Like, we would have loved money, don't get us wrong. But it's like, just think about it. Like, you know, I'm an 18-year-old, you about to give me $2 million. And then my mama been making $60,000 a year down there. And, you know, one thing, you know, my dad always tell me, all right, son, this is my house. As long as you're in my house, he's under my rules.
That's right.
But then I turn 18, somebody give me $1 million. Then my dad, like, you can't afford a box of grits. And then, you know, he pitched off that one time. You go to Costco, and then you make him this whole crate of grits, drop it off this address right now. It's like, there you go, Dad. I can afford grits now. And then the way my dad probably reacted to that, like, you just being a, you know, butthole, I'll say. It's just like, I'm just like, because, you know, that's the type of thing we kind of think about it, but it's kind of like, you know, some of these kids are very, because, I mean, I met guys from different NIL groups from different teams, and they was like, it's just, you know, I really hope this kid is good, because with the NIL, it's also their pressure. Like, right. You got to perform.
No doubt.
And that's
a contract.
And I think a lot of guys are not understanding that. It's like, you know, and that's what we are kind of want to, that's also I want to do too, is like bring guys who've been in this situation.
Yeah.
And some of the guys who are going to the NIL now, because, you know, because I think it was the UTEP coach was on there. He was getting, I think he did an interview, and the guy was like, man, I want to transfer. You know, I'm not really playing, but I'm getting like $6,000-$7,000 a month. He's like, well, come and show me what you can do, then we'll probably talk about it. Like, you know, those type of schools can't afford to just throw you, you know, $8,000 a month without making sure that you can pan out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, this is more so this part of what we're trying to do is get that message out. And but then as a player, that's what keeps me not being in that dark spot to where I could try to share the knowledge that I've gained
awesome.
And give back. So that's what this is the biggest thing for me.
Again, the website, you want to get involved, theplaybook.org, a great thing in the city of Memphis, and a great foundation that is trying to improve our city. You know, so certainly a worthy cause. Dan Williams, Malcolm Rawls, appreciate you guys coming in.
Right. Coach Monger said to say what's up to y'all, too. He's in Colorado now. Y'all remember Coach Monger?
Yeah.
He's been listening to you guys, reminiscing on old days. Wanted to send a shout-out to you guys as well.
Absolutely.
I'm with John, man. Congratulate. Thank y'all
for
what you're doing.
Frank. Yes, sir. More people need to know about it. Happy to play a small part. So good stuff. We'll be back. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.